This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How emotional was it to lose a player like Dylan Cousins in a trade?
Yesterday's tough. Obviously, a lot of different emotions. Because he's probably one of my best friends on the team, if not my best friend here, and been through a lot together over the last handful of seasons, and really gonna miss him. I think everyone in the room's gonna miss him. He's a great guy in the locker room. Not only him, Gibby, Yoki, just good guys in the locker room. Fun to be around. Pieces to our team, obviously, that I thought were important, and it's just kind of one of those things where it's a business, and if you don't win, you got to do something, and unfortunately those guys had to be part of that decision. And on the flip side, seems like we got two good guys coming back. Norris is already here, and a chance to talk to him a little bit, and obviously hell of a player, and I think he's going to fit in great with the group, and same with Bernard Docker there. And but it's one of those days that's just filled with different emotions. It's, I think, a day that a lot of guys probably dread. It was definitely a tough one.
You said after the San Jose game, you guys have kind of done this to yourself, and something like this could happen because of it, and it wound up happening.
Yeah, I think anyone that plays in the league knows that this is the nature of the business, and I think that gets magnified too when you're losing. And you never want to see it happen, but it does. I think over the years you build a lot of close relationships, and I'd say bonds that are closer to brothers than friendships, just because of everything you go through together. You're with each other every day. You go through a lot of emotional things together, and those are guys that you lean on, and that lean on you. And so I think it's definitely tough when you see one of those guys go.
From when you played Ottawa, what was your takeaways on Norris? He's a guy who seems to be able to play in all situations.
Yeah, I think just very responsible is like the first thing that probably pops into my head. Obviously, everyone knows the skill he has and the playmaking ability, the finishing ability, but I think just his hockey smarts, I think he's always positionally in the right spot, which is why he has the puck on his stick so much. And because of that, the guys that he plays with benefit from it. He's one of those guys that I think helps improve his line mates, just for the simple fact that positionally they're going to have the puck more. You're not chasing the game as much. Great in the dot, having taken faceoffs against him. But I think the playmaking, the offensive too, obviously he's very, very dangerous on the power play, sees the ice very well. I'm looking forward to playing with him. It should be a lot of fun.
Did you know him at all other than playing against him prior?
No, I was just playing against him in Ottawa there. I know he's come up through the USA program, a little younger than me, so missed him by a year or two. Obviously just you hear names that come up behind you, and he's definitely one of them that's always been on everybody's lips.